Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
So, Kim, do you really think you're ready for this?
Yes, yes. I've read the Islamic law, and the
all
Islamic
of it.
I went, yeah, all of it. I've read it all, and
the entire Quran. Yeah,
yes. And I've learned. I've gone from fan to super fan, to friend, the potential girlfriend,
potential,
the,
yeah,
the potential. I was a potential, then girlfriend, yeah, and hopefully. Fiance.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. She's back.
He's back.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze. It's Happily After After season 7. New season. I am so excited to do this with you today.
I was
actually not y'all know, first of all, I'm Poodle and this is Maddie.
Oh, yeah, because some people might be new. He's Poodle, a.k.a. Jake. I'm Maddie, or Matt.
Now, I've been dreading this season, as I dread all Happily Ever After. Yes. Kind of like how you're looking forward to a root canal. But
yes.
I'm going to say this.
Say
out of the five couples that we saw today, I'm invested in four of them.
I
can't believe it. I'm invested in Libby becoming a singer.
I
can't wait to hear that voice.
Well, what I will say is that I was looking forward to Hale more than you were, but
yeah.
But it's still, for both of us, it's our least favorite spinoff of 90 Day Fiancé.
Definitely.
That
we're
going to
clown around it, y'all. Don't get me wrong.
That,
we're going to clown the fuck out of this.
We're going to clown the fuck out of these people. That said, they are in some of these storylines, what we're going to talk about today, have flipped the script and turned the direction of these characters that I did not expect. Because last season of Hey, we basically got the same beats that we had been having for like the last two seasons.
We have. Yeah.
And now, this whole, again, I'm here. I am here for Libby becoming a singer and getting and doing what she wants. Like,
and finding her own path.
I'm fucking, and the fact
and,
that she's.
And the Butthole Brigade setting a boundary with Drunk Charlie.
I was so excited.
Nothing.
I went, wait a minute. Is this going to make me start to like her sisters?
No, they're awful. Absolutely not. They both look terrible, too. Jen looks specifically bad, like
look,
overly done.
They just got rained on. I will say, Libby
looks.
Libby has never looked better.
I said that too. I think the confessional eye look was a little much, but I think she's letting go of some of that rosy, shiny foundation.
Rosy, shiny foundation. And she's also getting rid of that like brown, tannish, goldy bronzer on her face.
The bronzer, yeah. The bronzer, more natural. The bronzer's bad.
Or she fired her sister as her makeup artist.
Jen still looks rough. Becky's always worn minimal makeup.
I think Becky's pretty.
But Jen always looks a little severe.
I think Jen could do less. I think Becky's beautiful.
You never saw her first face.
No.
This is the second face.
She got another one. I heard her butthole's pretty too. Y'all, I've heard her butthole's pretty too. Now look, who else did I find myself? I was Andre and Libby, I was rooting for, and also I'm invested in Jovi and Yara.
I'm kind of there. I'm half and half. I'm half in and out of that. I think they're fine. But I am invested in the fact that Yara talking about her post-pregnancy body, because this is something that a lot of women go through. It's nice to have, and especially a woman who's as beautiful as Yara to say things like, I think my boobs look like two trash bags with pepperoni on them. And it's something that's good to be open about.
Good to be open about.
And Jovi's like, yeah, they kind of do look awful. Because of course he would say that.
Jovi's the worst.
God, he's still so shitty.
He's just so dumb. Well, I don't. Is he dumb or shitty?
No. He's just fucking insensitive. He's just such a. He's just such a mama's boy who never really had to be any bit empathetic with anybody.
No,
he just says exactly what he's thinking right that moment, like Yara.
Yes,
and it's
which Yara that's why likes that.
Yeah, that's why they're good TV. That's why she does like that about him.
Yes, she does. All right,
but
y'all.
Not when she needs validation, because he's not good at that either.
Not when she needs
that
validation.
That little girl, by the way, Myla, looks just like him.
I know. She's cute.
Wrinkled up face.
She said she called him Jovita. Anyway, we are excited to talk about this, because we're not even getting the announcements. We're jumping into the show already. But
no, we're not. We
jumped into talking about it. So I think it does show we're excited about it.
I thought you said we're not doing that. So it's like, bitch, I got a lot to say.
Don't worry, y'all. We're going to split up some of them for part two.
This is a new season.
It's a new season. Who dis?
Who dis?
Hey. Okay. We're talking about housekeeping, just so don't email us and ask. We don't cover Ed on this podcast. So
we do not.
If you want
Ed or Liz, you will not be.
We're not
going to
cover them. So they weren't on this episode. But just letting y'all know, we're not covering them. So if you don't know why, Google it or ask somebody else in the Sissy Squad.
You can go way back to a little bit of Googling Ed's name and or anything bad about him. You'll figure it out.
So that's why. But we're covering everyone else. So that said, okay, housekeeping. Looking at you. Go. You had an announcement.
You got blurry, so I couldn't see you.
Y'all, we're remote, but goat.
We're remote because I don't want him to give me COVID again. Like
I don't
he did
have
last
COVID.
Time.
You can't say it. I don't have COVID. No, I actually think you got it first.
No.
And gave
you
it to
were
me.
At that. You were at that conference 3 days before me.
No, we both got it the same day.
You gave me COVID.
No, you said, I want to go talk to that hot guy.
You were diseased.
I just went to a conference.
Ravaged with COVID.
I feel fine. I don't think anything's wrong, but I still am just playing it safe. So I'm in my apartment and Poodle's in his apartment, but we're both in Los Angeles.
Because he was around like 1,100 people and breathing right in their space.
3,000.
Jesus. Can you stay there another week?
It's the largest podcast. Like I said, I met Avery. And she from Avery and...
Avery and Ash.
And I didn't recognize her because things have changed, which is fine. You get money. I was like, oh, my friend introduced me. He's like, this is Matt. He has a podcast, Reality Gays. They cover 90 Day Fiancé. She said, oh, really? And I went, yeah, Reality Gays. She's like, no. I was like, well, we used to be 90 Day Gays, but then they sued us. She's like,
no.
When did you start?
That's my favorite. When they don't have any idea.
They don't know us.
And they're trying to be kind. And they're like, oh, maybe I can help you. I'm like, no, you don't know what we've said about you.
You don't know what we've said about you.
you don't know how we
She said, what did you say about me? She said that. She said, what did you say about it? She said, did you drag me? And I said, honestly, on your season, we didn't drag you as much. We dragged Ash.
That's honest, because it was after she finished her season that on social media, she became a terrible person.
Well, she did a lot of QAnon and all that shit. So anyway, but yeah, we didn't drag. So I didn't lie. But anyway, so yes, we will be back together later this week.
We dragged her fashion.
Yeah,
her
kid was cute though. All right. And go ahead, Poodle. We're traveling, aren't we?
Live shows. It's the Double It Tour, y'all, coming to a city near you if you're on the East Coast and live near a big city.
If you're in the Pacific Northwest, sorry. We can.
But I have to keep reiterating this. We've done like little tourlets. This is kind of a cleanup tour hitting venues that either fucked us for bad weather, or kind of a bonus venue that we wanted to go back to in DC and Atlanta, because we had a very small venue the first time we sold out, and Tampa, which is a completely new one. We may have some other little one-offs going along, but right now this is probably how much as you guys will see us in 2022.
Yes. We have an announcement about Tampa too, don't we?
We do have an announcement about Tampa. New show added. We same venue. You need to get right on that as soon as I say it. You can't just interrupt me.
That's not how
a rim shot works. In fact, that's the opposite of a rim shot. That just dismisses what I say next.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
That's like me saying, but and here's the jokes, folks. So I was going to the store the other day, ba-dum-bump. That's what it is. Either be on it or don't do it at all. We need to go back to vaudeville school for you.
We do. All right, continue. Talk about Tampa.
Anyway.
Okay, so this is how it's going to work. I'm going to even say this once. I'm going to put it in the second show so it all sounds the same, so we don't get this messed up. So Tampa Sissies. Due to popular demand, we are adding a second show on Saturday, October 15th. So for 24 hours only, if you have a general admission ticket or GA ticket to night one, that's on Friday, you'll be able to have access to the pre-sale before anyone else for Saturday night two. Now, the pre-sale for this will begin on Tuesday at 12 p.m., Now, if you don't have a ticket to night number one, then the general admission, the GA tickets, will go on sale on Wednesday at 12 p.m. All right? So again, if you don't have a ticket to night one, the general public tickets will go on sale for the Saturday show on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Anyway, we are looking forward to seeing you all. We're so excited. Thank you, Tampa, for coming at us.
So we have a second show in Tampa. It's going to be the 15th. The first show is basically sold out. There are like three or four tickets left. But the good thing is, if you're in Tampa and you can't get enough of us, these two shows are different. So we would say definitely come to the first and the second one, because y'all, it's a good time every time at a Reality Gays show. A lot of people get blitzed. Some people don't drink at all. They're just having fun. You bring your husbands. I ogle them. And when we talk about dick size, you completely humiliate them, which is always fun. There's Poodle's Playpen, which I'm sure will be alive and well in Tampa. It better be.
We've had people find their first same sex like love a date at our live shows. Yes,
but a lot of people have found friends more than that.
No, that's true. I think the girl ended up ghosting her anyway. So
yes, she told us the girl ended up ghosting her.
Didn't work well. But,
I would not use a Reality Gays show to date from.
No.
We're all excited to see you in Tampa. So watch out for that pre-sale code. We'll be plugging that second show a lot later.
Boy, they came for you.
What do you mean? Oh, Tampa?
Shut your ass up. Here you bitched about Florida. Had to add a second show.
The venue's small.
Yeah, it's not that small. Not that small.
Yeah, I think y'all came for me. Y'all just came just to show me up, which I respect, honestly. I respect it.
You know what? And you know what? I was talking to a gay guy friend last night at this party I went to.
I was talking to this gay guy.
Well, he's gay because he said, what are you doing? I said, oh, we're doing this, going on tour. And he said, where? And I told him, I said, all this. And we're going to Tampa. And he said, Tampa. And I said, yes. And he said, without prompting, ooh, I got the best dicking down of my life in Tampa.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I think Florida's going to bring it to you.
You only talk to the best people at these parties. The best people.
The best people. He actually works at CAA.
Shocking. Place is crawling with that's a rep company, you guys.
Yeah, I think, see. Yeah, they
not everyone knows about CAA.
Oh, okay.
We live in a very small, gross Hollywood bubble.
Oh, it's true.
The
Are we
next
done with announcements?
Thing, oh, no! Stop doing that! These are things that our listeners need to know. Shut the fuck up! It makes it worse when you say, are you done yet? If you just let me get everything I needed to say out, we would get done in like 3 minutes. So, y'all, the Bicurious poll is out Sunday night for your August Bicurious. Those choices are inmate to roommate on A&E. Holy shit. I've watched 2 episodes and it is something. Sharna.
It's a Matt Sharp show. So.
It's a Matt Sharp joint. It's definitely a Matt Sharp joint. Let's just say that. It's on A&E. Wow. I you know what? I'm going to let you go into it completely cold because my jaw was dropped from moment one. The other option is season 2 of Indian Matchmaking.
Love
with
it.
Seema Aunty. Aparna's back, y'all. Nadia's back. Poor bad choice making Nadia. Shaker is back. Pradyuman. We get an update from Pradyuman this season. And a really hot guy named Akshay.
Wow.
And some new people as well. And people like Viral and Sheetal, who will continue to stupefy you with as many things as they want in a partner. But I love it. It's a great show. I can't get enough of Seema Aunty being shady. I'm Seema from Mumbai.
I do.
And the third choice is going to, this is, y'all, you know, I throw, this is not going to win, but I just need you to watch an episode of it. It's called Cosmic Love. People are matched by a giant orb via their astrological signs.
I'd watch it.
I said before, someone tweeted about it. This show is so stupid that I watched 3 episodes in one sitting.
I won't date a Cancer again. I had too many problems. Like 4 of them. Bad.
I don't have signs I don't date because I mean, I can always fuck them. So,
if the dick's big enough, I'll die. I don't care if you're a fucking Gemini.
I try to stay away from Leos because I've had a bad experiences with Leos. Mm. And Scorpios will always fuck me over, but I can't stay away from them. And I know that.
Best sex of my life is Scorpio, but it's a Scorpio's Pisces thing. I don't know why. That's what the woman told me.
That's Scorpios for everyone. Sorry. So don't mean to make you non-unique.
Well, no, she said because of the combination.
All right.
I don't know.
That night must have been great. Hopefully he sobered up.
Maybe.
That's the last thing you need to talk about Patreon. Or no, you're going to do that later.
We're going
to
talk about
our survey.
Two. We are having a survey that's dropping this week, y'all. You'll hear it as an ad. The link of that is in the show notes. It's a quick survey. We're just trying to get some information. You're already hearing it on this episode. So I'm not going to go over all of it again. But basically, it just helps us make better commercials that are better suited for you and our audience. And it helps give us that
product choices, especially.
So you've already heard the ad or you've already listened to it. If you're on the Patreon, then you're not going to hear that. So you can click on the link in the show note links to do our survey. We're going to be doing that, I think, just for a week or two to get a sampling. And then that's it. So. That's it.
Let's get into this. Let's go skate. Let's go skate.
Our place where nobody dares to go. Love that they Smith. They call it Xanadu Smith.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John. You just bummed me out.
Well, sorry, but Jenny, you know Jenny was thinking about Xanadu.
Xanadu. No, but Xanadu. Smith, I'm hot. I'm hot, Smith. Get the cranky.
Best, the best is you're hot from making chai.
Boy, y'all, Shady Mama Submit is back.
I will never, my favorite thing I've ever heard is, you had diarrhea, so what? I have diarrhea all the time. I clean my house. I have diarrhea now. My sorry is full of poop.
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
And I'm fine.
And Papa Submit calling, you want to marry an oldie? The fact that oldie was the translated word.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not a genre of music.
I must say, y'all, the one reason to watch Happily Ever After is Mama and Papa Submit. And the brutal shade with which the things they say to Jenny. Because in a way, we feel sorry and we feel empathy for Jenny. But she made this bed. She has chosen this man baby over and over and over again. And he has consistently chosen his parents.
He's consistently chosen his parents.
Over her again and again.
Again and again and again.
And even his divorced wife, he chose over her.
That I'm not even necessarily, you know, remember our first season? We kind of were like, oh, we're rooting for Jenny and Submit. We believe in love. And now I don't care if they're together anymore or not. I just kind of now just want to see Jenny get punked by his parents consistently.
I do, but I kind of need to see, this sounds awful, but Jenny's suffering is kind of sustaining for me.
Oh,
it's just what I expect.
Uh-huh.
And it just seems normal for me. And I kind of need to see it. The other side of this is I just hope one day that Submit will wake up and go, fuck my parents. Or maybe they will disown him. Maybe that'll actually happen. And then, because we see later on, she wants him to go with her to the U.S., which is a joke. That's never going to happen.
I think she wants it, but I don't think he'll ever do it.
No. He needs to breastfeed from mommy.
Mm. Yeah. I will say, Jenny looks good. She's like, looks healthy. I think
she does.
Like,
she's been posting dancing videos on TikTok, y'all, and they are worth it. If you don't, I was like, grandma's got moves.
She's got moves. So maybe but she looks healthy. I've heard there's not makeup artists, but Jenny sometimes would be a, like, I feel like a lot of times for the fair women on 90 Day Fiancé, they use a blush that was, or like a bronzer that was made for Latina women, Latinx people, like, or for just skins with darker, people with darker skin color. And Jenny was a victim of that too. And she doesn't have that now. She's actually wearing like a blush more suited to her skin tone.
Great.
You don't care. Great. Yep. Made me happy.
I don't give a shit about any of this.
Anyway, they've been married for 2 months, y'all.
I think we're doing a thing where we quickly, if you don't watch the show, in 30 seconds or less, I'll take this to recap the Jenny and Submit past history. Basically, watch the timer and
Hold on. Let me turn on the timer because, you know. All right. Ready, set, go.
Jenny is 63 years old. She was living in Palm Springs. And Submit found her online. He pretended to be Michael Jones, a very attractive man. And then finally had to admit he was actually an Indian man. From India.
India.
And later on. And then, of course, so she came over there. They still fell in love, even though she was catfished. Then he had to tell her he was still married. He got divorced. She came back over there. His parents objected completely to the marriage. They hated Jenny. They called her horrible things.
That's all you can say.
They just got married.
All right.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
And he's 33 and she's 63.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
All you need to know.
Anyway, they're married. They've been married now for 2 months.
And they're going out to eat and drink salty lemon water.
Salt, which he does not like. She prefers Coke. And God, I haven't done coke in a restaurant in so long. And
someone offered me, someone said, you've never done coke last night? And I said, no, I never have. I said, no one's even offered it to me before. And he said, really?
I
said,
I can't believe no one has offered you cocaine living in Los Angeles.
No one ever has. And he said, well, I wish I had some. I'd give it to you right now. I said, well, I don't think I'd do it. I said, the only way I'd do at this age, if I haven't done coke now, if I'm not doing it off an 8-inch dick, I'm not going to do it. And he said, I have an 8-inch dick, but I don't have any coke. So, oh, well, you're out of luck.
He told you he's got an 8-inch dick?
His wife agreed. She's like, yeah, he does.
Wow.
People talk to me.
I think if I heard that, I would be able to think about nothing else for the rest of the evening. I'd be so dickmatized, and I'd be strategizing. Anyway, how can I get him away from his wife?
No.
Can I get him in a corner? How can I get him away from that shrew?
Yeah, his wife's beautiful.
Well, let's see him screaming my name at 3 a.m.
Well, I think he'll be at home taking care of his baby.
Oh, the pesky babies. They do make it hard because it kind of cements their, your relationship. Yeah. Kind of, yeah, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah. They're in it.
That's a shame.
Sorry. Sorry.
When the kid gets a little older, it might be easier to pick them off, like from the herd. But if they got a baby, they're too in it.
We need to move on.
Yeah, we do. Because I'm still thinking about an 80s dick.
You've got to get laid tonight.
Woo! Anyway, you need just to know that later, and the parents don't know that they're married. So
no.
On the tell-all, the parents went back on what they said completely.
Because he was going to tell them at the this is important to know. He was going to tell them at the tell-all that
they were married.
He said, I'm going to tell my parents on the tell-all that we're married. And he totally just chickened out on fucking national TV.
Shocker.
What's the most submit thing? Tell me you're a submit without saying I'm a submit. And that's it.
So, yeah. And they basically, Jenny says, let's just not tell them. We'll go to a different state and live. It's very much a like, let's just go away. Let's run away from all this. It's very much like Anna Karenina. Just like, take us away. Let's go and live in the country. No one will bother us.
Yes.
And but he's like, no, I will not be able to live a happy life without my parents, Jenny. That's things you never want your husband to say.
No, you never want.
Again, marry an orphan. No, I can't tell you. It's so easy.
It does make it easy. I will say the fact that he now is saying, oh, and by the way, I invited to tell them tomorrow and we've got to go to our old house to tell them. And I went.
And clean it.
And clean it. And I went, wait a minute. What do you mean you're old? Why do you have two houses? And then Jenny says, I had Smith move away because last time they just up and stole him. And I went, oh, yeah, they actually abducted him from the home last time.
Y'all, there are so many conditions that come with being in a relationship with precious boy Submit.
Oh, so many.
So many conditions. And so there, Jenny's completely blindsided. And Submit again says, my parents are the only people besides Jenny who love me unconditionally.
Is this unconditional love?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
If you guys, I know parents are an important part of everyone's life, most people, but boundaries are important. And I know in a traditional Indian family, a lot of boundaries don't exist and those succeed it, but damn, I just think what a boundary could do for this relationship.
I mean, it's
holy shit.
Whether we do it or not, y'all should watch Indian Matchmaking on Netflix. It's a great show. I haven't seen season two yet. I was waiting.
But oh,
season
it's so good.
Great. Well, I was waiting until they pick it. So then I'm surprised when I see it.
You don't know if they're going to pick it or not.
I don't know what they're going to pick.
It's going to be in between inmate to roommate and Indian Matchmaking. It's going to be a blood feud.
I like to go in unaware. I like them to pick. I was going to say, watch Indian Matchmaking. Even an episode will just help give you some context of what Submit is dealing with, because you really get the familial bonds run very, very deep in this culture.
Right.
But even when you watch that, you see people on a reality show with pushy parents, but none of them are as fucking cuckold as Submit is.
Yeah.
His mother's
rough fucking him every single episode.
Shooting diarrhea out her ass. She's like, see, JJ, I can do this too. And so, but I just want to say, I think it's important to talk about his culture. Obviously, I also kind of think the way he's been now for so far, it's kind of bullshit at this point, because he's completely fucked her over and gone back on his word so many times. It doesn't matter what culture he's from.
No, I'm
you aren't saying that.
Only introducing that for context.
Yeah, I just want to say he's an asshole.
Yeah.
To her. Yeah.
Totally. And in the context of he's against a cultural principle. Now, if he actually said, if Jenny's the love of my life and my parents are so against it, there needs to be a time where you say, I do need to choose my own happiness.
Yes.
And he's just not wanting to choose, you guys. He has put his parents above Jenny, their entire relationship.
And then at the end of the dinner, Jenny says, well, we're getting married, and then we're happy, and then now we're married, and we're together, and we still can't be happy. Oh, Jenny, sad face. Anyway, so, next
Jenny,
day.
The parents are there, and his brother and his brother's wife are there. And they kind of all walk in, and everyone's like they're at a funeral.
Oh,
one wants to be there.
Or that just someone just crop dusted the room, and they're all walking in it.
And she comes in with some chai, and she's like, oh, it's so hot. It's hot. And mom's like, you're hot for making chai? Lord, look how fat her arms are.
She's not as bad, but she almost looks like Paul's mom in Brazil.
A little bit.
She's red faced. She's sweaty. Her hair is just sticking to her head.
Oh. At one point, she says, I'm well in Hindi, which is the first time we've ever heard Jenny speak a word of Hindi. Mm-hmm. And the parents are like, yeah. And the mom on the side of her mouth says, it's like someone pushed a button. She said something. The mom could be at like some type of Don Rickles roast. She's so awful. And she would reduce, like Dean Martin would be over there going, oh, fuck. That's how brutal she is.
You're so old.
But I was trying to think of like, what are the Olympics for roasting? And that is it.
That is it.
Is yeah, Don Rickles is at one of those Dean Martin roasts.
Yeah.
Yes, that is an old reference. I'm 80. It wouldn't hurt anyone to know.
Sorry.
Again, that is late.
There's a delay on the button.
Don't do it anymore.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to say this. Not everything that is younger than you or your age and younger is the only thing that exists. So maybe just listen, and maybe a couple things that are older than you are actually good. I know I'm preaching to the choir, so.
Wow.
I don't give a shit what people think.
Is that like when you got on Reddit and they said, are you old? And you slammed your computer down and screamed and ran out of the room?
They didn't ask, are you old? Someone did ask, how old are you? And I slammed my computer down. Yes. And that's why we have someone run our Reddit now.
It is.
Because my ego could not take the constant age shaming that people on Reddit, they're so awful. I barely get on Reddit, but when I do, I'm always sorry. So they are, there's like a little bit, no one's talking. And at one point, Jenny just goes, remember the last time? It was so nice. What happened to that when we were kind of there and you were being nice to me?
Yeah.
And you said you'd support us? And mom's like, I didn't say any of that.
Mom's like, denying. I didn't say that.
Now.
And then she looks at her daughter-in-law and says, look how fat her arms are.
Yes. Woo! And then she says, I'll never agree even on my deathbed, I will not agree. We won't. You will. You won't ever be happy. And
they did agree. We saw it. They did agree on camera.
They agreed for two things. They agreed to not stand in their way.
Yes.
They agreed two things. They will not give their blessing, but they won't stand in their way.
Yes.
Now, they would probably say, we didn't say they could get married, though. But they did
say, we won't stand in your way.
Right.
Yes.
And so anyway, she's like, show me the proof. Show me the proof. He blurts out, y'all, in a very dramatic fashion, we are married. And she goes, and she basically clutches her heart, Fred Sanford style,
yes,
saying,
yes.
It's the big one. It's the big one. I'm coming.
Wow.
Esther.
Someone been watching some MeTV lately?
Anyway,
AMC.
I am giving an old reference today. It is just anyway, and she tells someone, if you were ever at my door, I would not let you in, and I would throw you out. And so she bursts into tears.
She starts just sobbing and going, yeah. No, he can't, never.
And that is how we end it, with her auditioning for the local production of the newest Edward Albee play.
Yeah. And Jenny just sits there and goes,
laid an egg. Anybody wants an egg? I'm here for this.
I am too.
I need
I thought I was done with them, but I'm not.
Horrible treatment of Jenny.
She doesn't deserve it. I don't dislike Jenny. I don't like Submit. I like Jenny. I wish she'd stand up for herself more, but.
This is the types of the show that we like there's the ah love, then there's the cringe, and then there's what was it, the root for or something like that. I don't know. I came up with this is definitely cringe, y'all. This is definitely cringe. We are in the cringe area.
We're in the cringe.
That's all I have. Do you want to take a little quick break?
Yeah, let's take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Oh my God, you guys. Have you heard about the newest spinoff of Sister Wives and even Seeking Sister Wife? This one is called Seeking Potential Sister Wife.
Potential Sister Wife.
Seeking Potentials.
Potentials. Seeking Potential.
This bitch thinks she's going to be able to handle a polyamorous relationship? What a laugh. She's going to be so fucking jealous. This is a disaster.
This is one of those storylines where I talked about, kind of like Libby and Andre, that totally went in a different direction. I am here for this storyline.
If Me
this
too.
Becomes a main, I will, y'all, I will watch fucking four seasons of Kimberly and Usman picking out wives for Kimberly to throw things in their face.
We are in Seeking Sister Wife cringe land. I promise you. I can't tell you this conversation
Seeking Potential Sister Wife.
This conversation with her friends could have been right out of Seeking Sister Wife. And it is amazing. And
it's weird, everything you love, Poodle.
It is. It is. And weirdly, on Seeking Sister Wife, we're almost moving into a crossover of Night at Beyonce, because Sidian and Ariel from the Philippines, he just proposed to her, and I called the worst version of Miss Saigon ever. Because instead of a really burly, a hot guy named Chris, you get a former cult leader, but Ellen, Tasha, just kind of wants to cuckold the girl at home. It's like, it was the last night of the world, so I can watch you have sex. That was a niche Seeing Sister Wife reference and Miss Saigon joke.
We need to move on. All right.
We need to move on. Y'all, Kimberly and Usman, I'm so... I hated her last season. I only liked her for your impression of her. But honestly, this is just foolery. And I'm here for it.
She's grown on me.
Leaning into the cringe.
Start the timer, and I'm going to tell everybody in 30 seconds what they missed.
And go.
Okay, so Kimberly won't admit it, but she was watching the first season of 90 Day Fiancé. She became a fan of Usman, watching him with baby girl Lisa. And she realized that she could raw dog him too. And so then she started fanning him in his Instagram. She became a fan. And as she said, she became a friend. And then she finally went over there as a potential for a music video shoot. It went terrible. She begged him to have sex. He wouldn't have sex with her. They finally had sex. She woke up staring at him. He got weirded out. She got upset again for no other reason, threw something else in his face, and then they were going to get back together. But then at the tell-all, he disrespected her. He disrespected her.
And then they
ended.
That's good.
That's basically
the only thing you need to remember is...
how hot her son is.
Oof. That, and she basically gave him a PlayStation and put a laptop in her pants, so he would touch her.
So he would touch. Yeah,
that's the grossest part about their story, you guys. Is she basically was threatening him with material possessions. So
I mean, it's sad, but anyway, yay, they're back. So she's 51, he's 33. We see her getting her teeth whitened.
She tried to talk like this. I can't talk to you right now.
But so she...
She's showing the poor technician the video of Zara.
Well, she did pull a Ziyad, and she went to the airport wearing an... She wore an Usman shirt the entire time she was with him.
What an absolute maroon. I can't get enough, though. She's a clown.
Oh, okay. I will watch her forever. I will watch her forever. Because she does say things every once in a while. Kimberly says things that are fun. Like, you think probably in real life she's probably funny, but when she gets kind of blinders on about Usman, she kind of loses all awareness of herself, and she becomes that person on a reality TV that just doesn't realize how ridiculous they look.
I think she's insufferable in real life.
Really?
And I think on TV it humanizes her.
Really?
And I think she's funny. Her friends are friends with her because she brings drama to everything.
She does bring drama to everything, I think. I think that's probably why Jamal is so chilled out, because he's like, my mom's always upset.
Bitch got a haircut. I don't know if you've seen recently. He looks good.
Oh, that man is hot. I will say, I know she's doing the... I think Kimberly looks good. This is the best we've seen her. This hair color is better. Looks better on her. Her skin looks better. I think she looks better.
Well,
anything's an improvement from what we have.
She had some, it was not a great hair choice last season. So I love it when she talked. She said, so I'm dating Soulja Boy, it's Uzman. He's an upcoming star. I guess it, I once had an Uber driver who was, because Uzman is from Nigeria, correct?
Yes.
So yes, he was
but
from
a different, area than where Michael is from though.
That's but they, yeah, different area. But they act like Uzman is like a national, like countrywide star in Nigeria.
No, they act like he's Mr. Nigeria and everyone knows him. Yeah.
Or
King Africa, as he says, everyone in Africa knows me.
Yes. I had not one, but two different Uber drivers from Nigeria, because I don't know anyone personally, I don't think. None of them knew who this person was.
You polled Nigerian Uber drivers.
I'm like, do you know Soulja Boy? And they're like, who? I'm like, Soulja Boy. And they're like, no. He's on the show 90 Day Fiancé. And
they're like, oh, you mean King Africa. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, no. And one guy even said, I've seen 90 Day Fiancé, but I don't know who that is.
I said, okay. So yes, as you said before, she went from fan to super fan to potential, then girlfriend. And then the music video, and she goes, hashtag I win.
Hashtag I win. Yes. Hashtag I win.
And that's...
She does like to win. It's gross.
The worst part of it. And it's almost like fighting off all the other girls for him. And like Zara.
But that's what's so... But that's what's so beautiful, y'all. This is her personality. Hashtag I win. I beat all the other girls. But yet she thinks she's going to be... in a fucking polyamorous relationship with this guy.
That I'm telling you, this would be the worst idea of her life. She has no chill. She's the last person to be. Now, she did say, I would be like the first wife. So I would like traveling and doing all the nice things. Like the thing is, if he was having sex with the second wife, she'd be leaning at the door, seeing if he moaned the same way with her that she did. She's also, the last person who needs to be one of these relationships.
Well, she explains this too. She says, like, you know, because they made up after the tell-all, they made up, obviously. But she goes, she's sitting down with her friends, Vanessa and Alyssa. Vanessa is fucking rocking a red lipstick. It's cute.
I still think these are rent-a-friends.
Possibly. I'm just saying that she wore a good lipstick to the shoot. I don't know if they're rent-a-friends only because... They do have this familiarity the way they come at her. Like, we're coming at you.
Yeah,
because
I guess.
Bitch, you always keep, like you said, bringing the drama. You have drama guys. We have to pick you up every time because basically they said everything but to her, you make bad decisions in relationships.
Let me clarify. I think they might be work friends.
Possibly. I forget what she does for work.
I don't know either.
I don't know. They never, ever, unless it's a plot point, like Russ and Pal, they never, or Jovi, they never talk about people's jobs on 90 Day Fiancé.
I think no one gives a shit, Or maybe they're unemployed or on like disability or Social Security or something like that.
So, yeah, so she sits down in front of Kimberly and Vanessa and they're like, hey. And there's she's like, well, guess what? And they say, what? She said.
She's so excited.
She was like, my boyfriend. Soulja Boy Uthman, national recording star, asked me to go to Nigeria to meet his parents.
Can you believe it?
Whoa. I did not expect this. I did not. Whoa. Okay.
I'm going to meet his mom.
I'm hot now. I'm getting warm.
And then she
see her friend's face when the camera closed up on Alyssa?
Yes, yeah, like
Alyssa
this.
Just looked like she just kind of like went, huh?
And then she levels them with the fact that, and then once we get there, I'm going to propose to him. And then the friends went, so then they're talking about, the friends already know about this second wife issue. And that's when she's like, but I'm going to be the first wife. So because first wife that like gets all the good stuff.
Yes, because he wants children, y'all. That's his big thing. Is he doesn't want another wife except for
and she can't poor give guy. Him that.
He has to have children, and so she can't give him that. So, I don't know why. I guess you know. in a way, if it wasn't Kimberly, a part of me would kind of look at like, this could be some fucking female empowerment, because a lot of women would say, okay, we can adopt a kid. But Kimberly is kind of like, bitch, I raised a kid. I did it. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. She just got through her mother, bless her heart. Her mom passed away, I think like 6 months ago, and she was caretaking her mom for like years. So
I don't think it's a question of she doesn't want to give him a child. She cannot.
She cannot. But I mean, they can't even adopt a child together,
right?
Because Usman wants to have a child of his loins.
Right.
Like, but they also, I guess, financially, they could though. They could like get an egg donor and send it. They could do have
that's that is
have,
true.
Like she, do that. But I'm just saying the fact that they made the jump from having a lot of people can have a child and still have the child be theirs and raise a child. But I kind of, we never really have talked on the show, Kimberly saying, does she just not want to raise a kid anymore? And did she say that to Usman? Like, I don't want to be a mom again to a kid. I don't want to, because the way she acts is kind of like, yeah, he's going to have that life with those kids and I'm going to do my own thing. And I'm like, that's kind of a baller thing to do as a woman, but then it's Kimberly. And of course she's going to fuck it up, but
and it's not realistic. And
it's not realistic at all, but
I think you're giving her a lot of credit here.
No, I'm not giving her credit. I'm saying like for a normal woman, I'm saying that would be, I think it's kind of amazing that if a woman would kind of break the mold and say, yeah, fuck it. Go have your wife and your kids.
I
don't
want
to raise
saying.
A kid. I'll just be married to you and get the good stuff and we'll travel around and you'll sing your Soulja Boy songs to me. And that's it. I think that's what Kimberly thinks this is going to be. And it's
I think that takes a person who is very secure themselves.
Yeah, and Vanessa even called her out.
I think that's a rare person who, especially, and I can't see that. And especially someone from an American culture who believes that fairy tale love like she does.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think what we're hearing her say about the second wife situation, you guys, this is all Usman's ideas. And she's kind of repeating them. So I understand why you're saying it'd be great if a woman did that. This is definitely the story of a woman from Usman's perspective.
No, well, and definitely it's if that's what I was trying to say, that if she kind of came with this her own thought, her own impetus, but it's not. She's just basically taking the scraps that Usman's giving her.
Exactly.
Just because she's desperate to be in a relationship with him. And it's going to go bad because, hello, unless he decides to be a terrible absent father. Of course, I don't know what the culture is like in Nigeria, so maybe it's different. But I think he's going to want to be around his kids.
She's trying to explain to the friends, and they're like, so you don't think the kids will want to be here? Because she wants to bring him here. I'm going to be curious, because I don't know if he wants to come here.
I don't know if he – I feel like he does, because he keeps dating older American women. And clearly, y'all, he was not – there was nothing about –
baby girl Lisa that was attractive.
There wasn't
right.
Yeah,
I guess because
a con.
I guess that it has not been a plot point in either of his seasons about coming to America. So maybe that is his goal.
I think he won't let it be a plot point. I think Usman's very smart, and at least with his image and what he wants to project, I don't think he wants to put that out there because he doesn't want to be seen as that and get caught for fraud.
Oh, so you're saying it was his motive, but he's not saying it.
Yes, that's what I think.
Interesting. Okay.
I think
he was trying to be in Africa because that's much more where his market is.
That's what I think too, but then why, unless he just wants to be on the show and be famous, but this show.
I think that's it. He wants to be on the show and be famous.
This show isn't like a super huge show in Africa.
But I think just the idea of him being on television is what he wants. And he can say, I'm a TV star in the US. And he can still be in Africa and saying, I'm a TV star, and then show people a clip. And they'll freak the fuck out.
I think it's a little bit of all of what we're saying. I think he wants to be able to come to America. I think he wants all of that.
Well, we'll see.
But don't you think he's going to want to be around his kids if he has a woman who has a baby with a kid in fucking Nigeria?
Well, she said it's not like that.
She said, so Kim said, because she's parroting all of Usman's points. Kim said, no, you don't understand what's like that there. So it sounds like his kids wouldn't want to be in the U.S. He doesn't need his kids in the U.S. I don't know. I don't think she's thought this through. And the friends don't think so either. And they're like, she's like, I don't understand why you can't be so supportive. And the friends are like, we've seen you be in shitty relationships before. And she's like,
whoa,
that's true.
Whoa, that's true. But that's judgmental. That's judgmental. Why are you judging me?
She does do that.
Why are you judging me? Well, you don't even know. You don't know how much I love him, my soldier boy.
I'm 100% committed. 100%.
Have you seen his yummy yummy? Have you seen his yummy yummy? It's a yummy yummy.
So, and then they're like, just promise us that you will make sure that he's not with this other woman, Zara. And she's like, fine, okay, fine, I'll make sure. She's like, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get very defensive about Usman with other people. She's like, fine. She got really defensive. The idea that that Usman may still be talking to Zara.
Yes, because Alyssa was like, y'all, he wrote a music video. That's what they talked about on Shelly. He wrote this music video called Zara. She found out that they actually dated. She's this pretty woman that again, another person that lives in the
US. American.
So I do think he wants to come to the US. But Alyssa says, but you just got to make sure, is he solely committed?
100%. 100%.
And they're like, how do you know?
100%.
I just know.
Oh,
she's a clown. She's an absolute clown.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful.
So that is it for this show.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about in the next show, we're going to talk about Libby and Andre. We're going to talk about Bilal and Shida, who we were not happy about seeing.
No.
And we're going to talk about Jovi and Yara. One other quick little addendum. I don't know if you guys saw this week. It was announced that Emily and Kobe are going to be on Pillow Talk. So we have not seen the last of them. We have not also Kara and Guillermo are going to be, which we kind of both predicted.
Yes.
Especially Emily and Kobe. And the reason why I was thinking definitely Emily and Kobe is the way how the tell-all was shot around only saying nice things about Emily.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So yeah. We knew Kara and Guillermo. And I feel like there was something else that happened in the 90-day verse we're not thinking about. But
Eve and Muhammad.
Oh, that's
DB violations against Eve. Now, have you heard the tape?
Yes.
Now,
yes, a sissy sent us to us.
I'm not going to blame anybody who's – I'm not going to blame victim blaming here. But that fucker, you know he pushed her every single minute. So
I think he's a very –
He's conniving.
That's a great and cold, a cold, conniving man. Yeah. But she, that said though, violence is violence. Nobody should hit anybody.
Right.
But she is, y'all.
Don't hit me again.
She is screaming more than sweaty, wet chicken, Jenny.
And I will say that it was supposed to be right before the wedding. So she was probably losing her mind. He wasn't doing anything. Wow, what a conniving, calculating piece of shit to record her and almost bait her along.
Yeah.
That fucker really wants to be in America.
He really wants to be in America. And he, give it the 2 years and he will be out.
Yep, out, totally.
Because they're going to, because we know that they have a text, but I think they're going to get back together. Unless he's too stupid to fuck
it
up.
And you know this is what we're told. The only reason that you can be given a green card if you're not together is DV. Evidence of DV.
Yeah.
So Miss Thing was lining up all her points.
Y'all, she's a smart, sassy queen, and we're going to see her dancing on a box in West Hollywood in 4 years.
She work hard for the money. So hard for money. Put $5 in J3.
I didn't know you were done. I thought you were done. That was a better one.
Just finish this, please. I swear to God.
You know what I just realized as we were talking? Jenny hates to get hot.
She does.
We do too. What happens when you're hot?
What happens?
What happens to your body when you get hot?
You sweat.
And if you sweat a lot, then your body is what?
Wet. She's mad as a wet hen.
She's mad as a wet hen. We're back.
That makes sense.
You know what happens when I get sweaty? It ruffles my feathers. They get sticky to my face. We're back.
That makes sense.
Makes sense. Y'all, that's the show. That's our part one of this.
That's part one of the show.
This is a deal. This 90 Day Fiance is that terrible boyfriend with that great dick who gives you a good dicking down, because we get, you do that, you know, you hook up with a guy who has a pretty good dick, but you fuck for like, you know, 20 weeks, 16 weeks in a row. And you kind of think, you know what? I'm going to go out there.
16?
How many weeks we had of this show?
Oh, and like that's a long time. I might as well be buried.
You have a hookup once a week and you're fucking.
There we go. That's
and
better.
And then, well, maybe I'm different. When I was hooking up with men, I kind of like to have some regulars that I saw like maybe every Wednesday night. Or I know you
not
need
familiar.
Some. Yeah.
How regular? Like,
for like 3 or 4 months. They like come over like once every couple of weeks and we bang.
But there's a lot of regulars, right? Like there's like a pillbox of regulars. Like you've got your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
No, just like maybe one or two a week.
Yeah. No, I need more of a Wheel of Fortune wheel of regulars. Wow.
You just
don't want to hit that bankrupt.
Well, anyway, I was going to say, it's like you think you're sick of that great dick, and then you say, I'm going to look for a new dick. But then like 3 months later, sometimes that dick comes back, and you're like, this was good dick. And that's what I feel like with every time a season starts, I'm like, I do love this show.
I don't love it, but I love how it's old, similar people who we know, we can still savage them.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. That's Sorry. Just me.
Well, whatever. However we get our enjoyment, we have gotten it. Y'all, so that's the show. Go to our TikTok, Reality Gaze. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. Now, look, we have our Facebook group. The Sissy Squad's a private fan group that talks about things we talk about on the show, but other stuff too. You can join that. They have fun in there.
Fun in there.
You can also, we're on a public on Facebook group, just Reality Gaze Podcast is our public Facebook group. In our If you want to buy tickets to the live show, all that, the survey, the show ticket links are in the show notes of this podcast, or you can go to our Instagram or our TikTok, and there's a link to our Linktree link, and you can buy tickets to that link as well. Anything else?
Nope.
Yeah, that's it, right? All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you can still clean your house with a diaper full of diarrhea, call us.
I got
That's how
it.
You do it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.